It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen, right here on Twitter, at Rich Eisen, but really on Westwood One, but on Twitter. You'll get the drift. All year long, I'm doing an interview for the Monday Night Football pregame show on Westwood One with the NFL's biggest stars all season long. I've been doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because no one's going to stop me. And with that in mind, it's time for another Mercedes-Benz interview segment, sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter asks, when was the last time you chased a dream? Whether you're ready to take your business to the next level or live the van life, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is the van for the job.
Joining us here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line from the New England Patriots, getting set to play Monday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills to wrap up week number 13 in the NFL, is none other than a longtime pro in his 12th season out of Rutgers right now for the New England Patriots, Devin McCourty. How you doing, Devin?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I appreciate you just joining us fresh off the practice field right now. You've been around some championship teams there, sir, and you've been around some teams that have gotten hot and then made the Super Bowl. Is this one of those teams, do you think?
I don't know, man. I would say all those teams that I've been on, I would say in the process, we didn't know. And I would say some of those teams, we had some, tough times, some adversity that hit, where if you look back, there were a lot of people doubting and saying there was no chance of that. So I think all those teams, though, had one thing about them. They were willing to work hard and not worry about, everything else that was going on outside, but just kind of focus on the team. And that's what we've been preaching here all year. Obviously, starting 2-4 wasn't ideal, but I think the mentality of all the guys in this locker room, of staying focused on each other, staying focused on the team, has enabled us to go on a little bit of a win streak. And I think you've heard it, I think in the last few weeks from a lot of different players. We want to keep that mentality and we want to keep that going. So that's the plan.
So then what I have seen, this isn't my first rodeo with the NFL, as you know. I have seen many Patriots teams, certainly on defense, play this way before, but it usually – it's right around now when it begins to gel, because so many guys who come in new don't understand or conceive of what the do your job mentality is and how this defense works. But you guys have been balling out for weeks. Why would you say, Devin?
I think it's just a combination of, guys understanding their roles, guys going out there and doing it. And I think the biggest part that we've done a better job at, compared to the beginning of the season, is situational football. And all of the key situations, call it 2 minute, where we know they're passing, they have to pass, they know it, and making a big plays. Or we need the ball back, we need to get a stop, and they're up and they have the lead, and us getting a stop. I think those situations where the defense, I don't think we were always clicking and, everybody understanding where the next guy was going to be. I think we struggled a little bit early in the season. We've gotten better at that. I think trust builds from week to week, and guys trust each other, playing fast, playing hard, and I think it's paying off. So it's not just, I think, the physical game. I think even mentally we've understood how we want to play the game better, and I think that's paid off a lot for us.
But it also helps that you're not being put out there on a short field. This offense, and also you're also not being thrown out there 2 minutes after you get off the field. I mean, this offense has been sustaining drives. This offense has not been turning it over. It's been efficient. They do score. They also run the ball very well. And a lot of it has to do with obviously, where I'm going with this, with Mac Jones. When did you first realize he had it, Devin?
In training camp. I think everyone saw that, his focus, how he was preparing, how he took the field, reading defense. I think everyone was fully comfortable with him taking the field and being our guy. The whole it factor and all of that, I think that's all him. I think he's developed that. I think he's worked hard to have that. And I think, for us as a team, it's been awesome just to play together and play complimentary football. I think, everyone's talked about how the defense is played in the beginning of the season, different things like that. But I think the biggest reason that we've been able to play better is all three phases playing together. And obviously with Mac in the offense, those guys understand how they want to play each week. And that's how we've played. That's how we've won games. It's just a combination of all three phases playing together. And I think we know that's our recipe for success. And we can't let that change.
Well, I mean, you also know it's a quarterback-driven league, not only because of the fact you play defense, but you've been around, and winning championships with the greatest of all time. And it's very difficult to compare New England offenses, certainly with a rookie, because of that alone. That's my windup with this pitch, Devin. And that is, what similarities do you see between Mac and his predecessor and Brady? You got any? There has to be some.
I can't, man. I wouldn't do that to the young man. I'm not gonna compare him to that guy. But I do think he's coming here with a real professional mentality. He doesn't feel like a rookie when it comes to the preparation part, talking about the game. I think he's come with that, and I think part of that is what he did at Alabama. Those guys are always playing for championships. The other guys that play quarterback in front of him are all in the NFL right now. So it's I don't think anything is new to him. Of what we're trying to do as a team, and I think that's really paid off for us. And I think he's just focused a lot on what he needs to do in himself. And I think a lot of us as older guys kind of told him, like, don't change that. That's how you become a good player in this league. Keep doing those things.
All right, in a couple minutes I have left with you, Devin McCourty. First one, I got two more questions for you. First one, I'm going to go in that third rail direction, which is making you talk about your coach, Bill Belichick. But you've been around, okay? You've been there for 12 years. Do you think he's got a little bit of a reinvigoration because of what's happening this year after last year that Mac Jones is there, that you seem to be back on the Patriot way track based on somebody who's just watching it? Do you see Belichick in any different way this year, Devin?
I wouldn't say different, but I would say last year left a bad taste in everybody's mouth, Connor. It wasn't what we wanted. It wasn't the expectation. It wasn't the standard. And I think all of us kind of walked out of here last year after that last game against the Jets. Happy that we won the game, but also that feeling of like, well, we don't want to be living this way again. Like, we don't want that. And I think Bill definitely has had that approach. I think, no one wants to be on a losing team. And, like you said, it's my 12th year here. I never had to experience that. And for him, he's been here for 20-something years, and they've done a lot of winning. So I don't think anybody enjoyed last year. I think it was definitely a sense of urgency and a focus on, making this year different, making this year better. And, so far it has been, but still a lot of football left to be played. And, I think, like I know with Bill, all of this is great, but he's locked in on what we need to do Monday night.
And, right.
That's all he's going to talk about, and that's going to be his focus.
Yeah, and it's just a week-to-week league, and he is one of the greatest ever in that week-to-week league, just focusing on the week. And in that regard, you are going to wrap up week 13 in a game for the division and technically for the conference. You're playing for the division and the conference, and we just already established you didn't play in the playoffs last year. So the challenge for this week is what for you, Devin McCourty, in Buffalo?
I think to stay focused on Buffalo, I think – especially in a year where, like you just said, we had no shot last year around this time. You weren't playing for much or anything. And I think now not taking that for granted and understanding how great of an opportunity this is to just be playing for something. I think we got to make sure we don't get wrapped up in that and lose sight of, keeping Josh Allen in the pocket, making sure that we contain all of these skilled guys, whether it's Diggs, Beasley, Davis comes in the game, Knox, Sanders, keeping those guys in front of us and not giving up the big play, not turning the ball over on offense. I think those key things that we're going to need to do to win the game is what we need to stay focused on, not, where we'll be if we lose or where we'll be if we win. Just focus on the keys and the things we talk about all week that will help us win the game. And I think that'll put us where we need to be. But, I think this is one of those weeks, and we're at that point in the season where every game means more, and everybody I want to talk about, a whole lot of other things other than the execution of the game plan in the game. And I think we got to make sure that we don't let that control us, and we just control the things that we need to do, play our roles and do our job.
Devin, thanks for the time, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You bet.